Okay. Gucken wir weiter. Ja, der Mishnah, Dal Chaimer, mit dem Mann, Nani Mili, Tana Banan, Parsh Vishay Nem, Shem Pinim, Shem Shem Shem, Shlish Vishal, Shlom Ra, Shlish Vishal, Mufurt, Shlish Vishal, Shlish Vishal, Shlish Vishal, Shlish Vishal, Shlish Vishal, Shlish Vishal, There's a pasuk, the parasha shlish is by Shail. El Rishayim Shem Chinam, Shneim Shem Masachar, Epochana, maybe Punkfakaret, maybe the first one is Shem Masachar and second one is Shem Chinam. The Gemara Mestaber, Shneim Shem Masachar, Shkenchai B'Gneva Veda. So it's Mestaber that Vichai B'Gneva Veda, that you be Shem Masachar, who naturally should have more chiyuv than Shem Chinam, you're being paid to watch. But the Gemara, Adarabba, Shem Shem Masachar, Shem Shem Tashlum Akev, but that is gone. So maybe the first parish is a Chumrah. Falachi, that's your Shem Masachar. Falachi, Karnabal Ishvu, Adif Makvel Ishvu. And therefore, it's more Chumrah to pay care of that Shvu, to pay care of both Ishvu, and therefore, Mestaber, the second parish of Shem Masachar, is the one that. Is the one that Yechayev kept. The Grash Parsha Shaina, Gil Parsha Shain Smucha, Skidnish Ol Yeyu, Kesem Kerem Lishmar. Bapa Dal Gnei, the Chsil, the Gunnar Beis Ish, Shetan Shinigneva, Amen, the Chsil, Nigma Beis El Lehim, Mokim Lushvu, Shinishba, Shloy Sholach, Bo Yodoy. That's the first Parsha. Bachra Kidnish Ol Yeyu, Chamor, Shor, Ubo Chayev, Al Gnei, Bapa Dal Inzin, Bishvu, the Chsil. You swear if it was Ainis and Gona Biganev Yishalim. So the second part Shikhaim Ganev Yipatan Ainis. Shlish is Chishal it Chishal Chaim Ba as Ainis and Gashem Balvima Yipatar the Bible. Matayin Tain is Ganev, Tayin Shenignav Amen, of Nimsu Shuatsmai Ganva. Chai b'keifel, the parish of Rishayin, the Siv, Mlai Matzaganav, Samach Lai, Akol Drapeshi, Shalom Shnayim. Vukim the Perek Merubo, not Stam, not Rail Kesel Geneva, Mlai Yimtza, Kamay Shomar, El, Huatz Me Gnava, Shalom Shnayim, Ugoin. Oh, there's a Tanai, Shenish Betchila L'Shaker, Shenignav. Abo Eidim, Kaim Shenignav, Shakam Shenishba, Tchila l'shaker, ain't a mishalom keifel. Melchi k'sit, im lo yimotze ganov ukvar nishba, v'nikr balbayis, el olim l'shvo, hakol v'rapesha, sheshivin leyonim be'ed, mishalom shnayim, p'chim l'chumru, hi, shadye l'hach parshasa, Hashem v'socha, since the z'chumru over here, nilu parshashniya, lekha keifel, The Machayim Libgeneva Veda. Mechitong Nigneva, Machayim Atsim Makaran. So there's no possibility of paying Kaifel. So Meila, it's less Chomer. Therefore, we should say the first parasha is talking about Shemer Socha, and the second parasha is Shemer Chino. Mar Filhochi, Chamur Shnir Mishaina, the Karan of Lishvua. Shashnia, Machayev Asa, Lishalim, Karen, Mishamanig Neva, Rafil Lindish Bilashaker, Zu, Chamura, Marishaika, Shapatrasim, Lisham Karen, Imloibo Eidim, Shuganva, Abish, Machayev Asa, Kayful, Abishinish Bilashaka Boedim, Uloishbua, HM Kayful, still it's more common to have to pay Karen right away than the potential of paying. Kefil in the event that you swore and it was found out that you lied. Look to Gemara. Teda, I'm going to prove to you that carnably shvur, deep mafel of shvur. Teda, the shayl karna shaloi. Ein mishalim. Elo Karen. Charles called Noshaloi. Vein Mishalim El Keren. So you see, in other words, that Shoyal should be more Chayim. And we get, he pays Keren, not Kefal. We don't patter him in the Keren, or to Mechayim and Kefal. Zokrashi Teda. The Hadifa, the Keren is Adif, but Loi Pata Shoyal Al Geneva. We don't pattern from Karen in order to Mechayev Kefal. So you see, it's more chomer to pay Kefal, to pay Karen right away. And the Gemara said, "Ha, Shoyal Kol Noshaloi." So Rashi says, "Shevachinam Hu Oisa Melachtai." Shevachinam Hu Oisa Melachtai. He doesn't have to. He's getting it for free. He's not paying it. He's not losing anything. He's getting it for free. That's the calling of Shaloi. You boy her little half me yaiser. The chayavai al kain is gone of Karen, below Shavua, below Patrim Shavua, Kadeh Levila, they came from. So, the shayla is, maybe taking the Rashi, the shayla. That some clear. When we say that Shoyal is called Nashaloi, does that mean that he is not paying anything for that nut? Or does that mean the Bailim? Or does that mean the Bailim is not getting any hana? Was it called Nashaloi? Is that mitzad the Shoyal? For the Shoyal does not have to, there's no input from the Shoyal. He is a freebie. Or is the Pshat the Bailim, or is the Pshat the Bailim aren't getting it? Will be enough for me, you know. First, it's two sides of the same coin. Yeah. Well, it might be enough for me, you know.
He's getting something that the Titan is being watched. So he's going out of town, he needs to have a thing watched. So he's getting another that the Titan is being watched. Okay, so what's your point? So I'm saying he's not getting anything. I'm saying he is getting. Yeah, the Gemara says the Shoyal is getting it. Well, according to that same sign, he's also watching, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask that in a second. So, besides, it's like this. There's a Machne Ephraim, famous Machne Ephraim. It's Shoyal called Simen Gimel. Now he brings that around. Brings down a Ran. The Ran discusses Sha'el of Svara. Yeah? A Shoyal, someone borrows a Sefer, Zichayev, Nainz. As a considered Kalana Shaloi. So Ran says that it's not Kalana Shaloi. Why? Because the mashil is nana puter b'yaisiv. Because if b'shas the she'ela, an ani came, b'shas the she'ela, an ani would come and ask for money, the mashil would be puter. So me'ela, it's not kolon ha'shaloi. And therefore, the Shoyal of the Sefer is Potter. As they pass in Duran, and the Sma in Simon, Ayin Bey, Schof Aleph, brings it down. Because of Iran, Aluvin Shishla Shimon Sefer Echel, Vishimon Niach, Biyodai Sefer Echel, Amachke. This is the case, it was a little more complicated than that, but it's not negated to what we want over here. Hesh shechai lahatzah. Shimon dein shemachai ba'ainis sefer shel Reuven. So he doesn't. Smart doesn't quote the whole thing, but the reason is because the Ran says because it's not called an ashulai because of prutei Rabbi Yosef.
Why is the Pritzker
Yosef violating a Sefer? That's a good question. So why isn't every Shoyal, Hashem Masach is Pritzker Yosef? That's your question.
Also, it's Efshel Kashim, you're not the one watching. If I lend somebody a Sefer, I don't have to do any work. Nope. I lend it to him.
What?
So now,
because there's chash also in the thing that the shell is using, so therefore by stam she'ela there's losing a little bit of the chash at the same time as it's getting the Rav Yosef, as opposed to by rukmin it's getting something with nuance.
No, you have to say because the mitzvah is als the sefer, als the Torah. That's not just als the chesed.
Yeah, but that's actually
Kashem.
It's only the
lending. So one of the times that the Machlefayim has in the Ran is he wants to say the mitzvah. He quotes the Rambam. I couldn't find the Rambam. He wants to say the mitzvah is only when he learns. The mitzvah that I have, yeah, is when he learns in the Sefer. Then I have the mitzvah. I see him. Then I have the mitzvah. So Meili says the Meili is no Purim Rabbi Yosef. Because if the whole mitzvah when he learns it, I read that Rishonim and Sukkah say that when Purim Yosef is Oisik mitzvah, Potter man a mitzvah. Right? Why is Purim Yosef? Why Potter from paying Dani and giving Dani stopper? Because Oisik mitzvah, Potter mitzvah. Shem Revei is a Shem Sachar. Why Purim Yosef? Why? Because when he's Oisik in the being metapel, then hey, he's Potter Oisik mitzvah, Potter mitzvah. That Rishonim say that's only when you Oisik mitzvah. When you Mekayim a mitzvah, right? Someone's wearing tzitzis. He's not part of the mitzvah, right? Says the Ram, because Mekayim mitzvah, right? Says the Ram, when always commits a part of the mitzvah. But you'll just be Mekayim mitzvah, you're not part of the mitzvah. So here also, if Bishas, when the guy's learning, you know you're Mekayim the mitzvah then, but, right? But there's no Isaac then. No Isaac then. So Mel is no Pritzker Yosef. That's one of Machon Ephraim's tainis on the Ran. Yes.
First of all, that's that kasha, and second of all, why is it only when he's learning it?
That's what makes the night wait a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, I give to him. He can learn it whenever he wants to. Sometimes he happens to be learning it, sometimes he's not. But why should when I get the sky be telling him when he's learning it? I gave it to him, and he can learn it from whenever he wants. So why should we tell him what he does, how much time I get?
Because I guess you have a schar in learning. It's not just that. We're saying, ready, Yoni asked, every Shayla, right? He's wanting to say it's through the
Rabbi Yosef. No, it's not. What Harris was there, maybe it's not because of learning. He has a Sefer to learn from. No. It's not my choice whether he learns from or not. I gave him the right to learn from it. He can choose to learn from
but
it.
But apparently, if it's telling the learning, is it telling the learning? So, now.
So he gives a Tzedakah and Ani throws in the garbage, you're not the kind of Tzedakah? Like this thing?
No, you're Mekayim Tzedaka because you gave it to him and it's his. And what he does with it afterwards is
the same thing. I gave him the Sefer.
No, but
what he does with it, you shouldn't care.
But if he's not
Mekabalit,
then you're not. You don't get
the point. If he's Mekabalit and he throws him
the garbage. Fine, so Ron Lamai told you are. He's talking with Machafrayim Bell. Ron says what you're saying. Fine. Now, Ron says you are putting this with your Sefer.
That's why
you're not
Mekabalit
because
he might not be Mekabalit, right?
Don't get me started on that. What do you end there for? What's the problem with Madame McCallum?
No.
What's the problem with Madame McCallum? There for what?
Huh?
There for what?
It's not quite.
What's that? Madame McCallum, there for what? What's the problem?
What?
There were McCallum. What's the problem?
I'm not sure what we're discussing.
I wonder. You said that he does make a problem with Madame McCallum. What's the reason? What's the problem with Madame McCallum?
Oh, because he didn't do the mitzvah,
because
you wanted to go visit someone in the hospital.
Right there. We'll leave that for a different time. I think we even spoke about it once on Friday show, but anyway. What? Okay, everybody, we're getting off the topic, on and off the topic. Okay, so. Now, in the case of the Ran, right? The shayel is not losing anything. Correct? Is the shayel losing anything because the mashal is part of the divasiv? Chayer, no. Someone said yes? Right?
If he's the ani.
What?
If he's the ani.
Look, usually, you know, these kind of things are directed at your chavrusa. If you want to, like, take away some, you know, it's such a good chavrusa, you want to, like, you know, be soluble some of it, all right, but, hey, but, like, Rabbi said. So, Chaira, it's Mukha Niran, that when Niran says that it's not called Kona Shaloi, because the Bailim is getting some things, even though the shoyl is not losing anything. Right, so as far as the shoyl is concerned, it's called mashalai. So mashalai. So I think, let's say, if we go with my dick and Rashi. Rashi says shebechinim oisim malachtei. What is Rashi saying? That he's not paying anything for it. Called mashalai means doesn't make a difference. We don't care about the bailim. It doesn't make a difference. The bailim are gaining something. That's not the issue. Kol Nashalai is saying that I'm not paying anything. It's chinam. I'm not paying anything. I'm getting full benefit without paying anything. And therefore, that's the get of Kol Nashalai. The Ran Lachari says no. So they've according to Rashi. I think Rashi would disagree with the Ran without all the other cheshbonos. And that's Misayir of the Ran, the Aleph Beis of the Ran. This is called Kol Nashalai because the Brut Rabbi Yosef, Rashi will say that's not called Kol Nashalai, because the Shayol, the guy that's buying the Sefer, for him, as far as he's concerned, is definitely Chinam without paying, and if Betzin's Kol Nashalai. Now, the truth of the matter is you have to think about also that you know, we go back to that in Luki Yosef that we had in a Mafkid about what Megazev spoke about there, about the case of the Shleich Yad, where the guy was using Sholosh Lamidas over there, where he's using the chayfets of the Bailim, using the chayfets of the Bailim, the barrel over there. Yeah, so the question is, but it was Batsim, it says, Megazev, what do you mean? It's watched. Yeah? It's still watched, as far as the Bailim is concerned. It's still watched. The Baal gave him to watch. It's being watched. It's still in his house. It's being watched. So this day he's using it. This day he's using it. It's not called an Ashalai. It's not called an Ashalai. Because of Maisa, it's being watched. So L'chaira, I think even then we spoke about this Rashi, meaning over there, this that it's watched has absolutely nothing to do with him using it now. This that he's using it now is Kol Nashalai. The using that he's using it now is Kol Nashalai. And so, right? But the Mashma Mukiyah, he said, but that's in fact, the Bailim have some type of Ana, makes that it's not Kol Nashalai. Akapanim, that's the Chiddush of Ran over here. It might be very, he says, the Geshayla here. And what's the get the Kol Nashalai? Now, Machafayim has another kash. Main kash in Iran is from the Hemshuch of the Gemara over here. The Hemshuch of the Gemara over here. Lagabe, whether or not you take a need Kol Nashalai, or maybe Reva Nashalai. The Gemara goes, let's read on the Gemara. Let's read on the Gemara. Teida, the Ashayu Kol Nashalai, and Mishal Mel Karen. Ashayu Kol Nashalai, Abay Mizaini, Kain Baga, Abay Natira, Benatar Masa.
So
Says Rashi, "Kayim ba'agam, alayma yesh shoyo shakol anoshaloi." Going, shoya agam samuch loi. Going, shoya agam samuch loi. So here, I saw in the Yelz HaShachar, he wanted to be medayik. We got this shayla we just explained before that it's Rashi says it's samuch to the aga. Doesn't say it's samuch to the bailim. It means the chayim is how the bailim. The bailim, it's not necessarily close to them. But if the bailim maybe are still gaining something, right? The bailim don't have to feed it. The bailim are gaining something. Elamai, but since it's samuch to the shayil, and the shayil is not losing anything, he doesn't have to feed it. So therefore, this is what you did with the Rashi before, that the Rashi, the kol nashaloi is totally mitzad the shayil, not mitzad the bailim. As long as mitzad the shayil, it's kol nashaloi, it's chinam. Right? As far as he's concerned, it's chinam. Therefore, even though the bailim maybe are gaining something, it's really irrelevant. Like we said in the case of the Ran. Rashi says it's next to the shayil. Don't say it's next to the bailim. That's Maralev's dig. That it's mashma that either the bailim are going to gain something, at least in Rashi, yeah. Still, the Gemara is saying it's called Rashi. So now, when the Gemara says over here that we're giving hechatim is a kol nashaloi, right? So. Gemara's kasha was I is not calling nashaloi for two things. First of all, he has to get food. Second of all, he has to watch. So when Gemara has the kasha, he has to watch. So this betzim raises a big problem. This betzim raises a big problem. Hooray! You all remember on Pei Aleph, by the sugi over there. By Shmor Leveshma Lecha, you say Shmir Babai. And Rashi over there famously says that Dafka Shmor Leveshma Lecha, I'm watching for you, you're watching for me, so we're both working for each other. Right? Bafkid is working for the B'shaim in both cases. What about Hashileini Bash Ilcha? Okay? Where they're both shoyls. Hashileini, you lend me something. Vashilcha. Yeah? So what's over there? So over there Rashi says, that's not called Sheil Babai. Right? Rashi says, Shmir Bailam hi Ashmar Liv Eshmal Chokai Shishneyem Zebam Lachmish Al Zeb Abu Hashilaini Kelecha Bani Ashilucha Kelyai Or Shmar Liv Ashilcha Oi Hashilaini Eshmal Chokai Enkan Bailam Shal Chayfetz Bimalachdoi Shal Shomer. Over here, you don't have the bayim of the chayfetz, the melachtoi of the shaymer. Shmarli, Reuven tells Shimon Shmarli, right? Vashilcha. What's that? First, Ashlein Vashilcha, right? So Rash says it's not Shel Bayim. Why not? So Rav Chanan famously says that because by Shoyl there's no chiyuv to watch. Shoyl is purely a chiyuv achrayis, and there's no chiyuv for the Shoyl to watch the object. If something happens, he's got to pay, but he has no chiyuv to watch it. Other shayim have a chiyuv to watch. So Meila, but Shmorli veShmorlecha. Right? So, if I'm watching for you, Yeah? And you're a shomer my object. So I'm watching for you. So that's balavima. I'm working for you. So when you're a shomer my object, but I'm working for you. So therefore it's shel bayom, the Gemara says. But hashileini vashilcha, right? So when I'm loaning the object to you, to your shayel, but midechisa, you're not midechisa. I'm not working for you. By me borrowing your object from you, me borrowing an object from you, I'm not working for you. So you're my shayel, but even though I'm also your shayel, you're my shaymer. You know, I'm also your shayel, right? But I'm not working for you. I have your object, but I'm not working for you because I'm not here to watch it. So Meila, you're my shayel. Even though I said hashileini vashilcha, but still, there's no shmir and bayim. That's the Rav Chanan's shnickel that we discussed, I believe, more than once. So the Chayra, this Gemara seems to be against it. This Gemara seems to be against it. Because the Gemara seems to say, there's a Chiyuv Shmir. This Gemara says, there's a Chiyuv Shmir.
What about like the Mishnah?
This Gemara says, there's a Chiyuv Shmir. What Mishnah? No Mishnah. Say, Dal Shmir. Well, because it's called the Shmir. Huh?
Assuming that Chiyuv Shmir, like when it calls
him
a
shomer,
it's assuming he has
kiddush mira.
Okay,
it's
going to end up being
shomer. Yeah, I mean, Mishnah, I don't know if that would be a nakia. Here the Gemara says, Habayi Natira, Gemara says. Habayi Natira. Habayi Natira. Well, that's been not the Masa, but Habayi Natira. So there's a problem with the Rav Chanan over here. So the truth of the matter is, the Nesivis in Siman Shin Aleph, Nesivis in Shin Aleph, says differently to explain that halacha. We really have to understand the Nesivis. The Nesivis is like this. Where is it? Shin Hei. Where this is Machlokes Rishonim, and the whole thing of Hashilein of Hashilcha, where Rashi says it's not Shmir Rabbeinu, but Rambam Kidua. The Rambam seems to hold it is. The Rambam is down the halacha. He's not mechal the brayso. The brayso has all the cases. Shmar liyash mecha. All the combinations. And the Rambam says shmir b'ayin. The Rambam is not mechalik. And that's in the Shulchan Aruch over here. It's brought down 2 days. Rav Lechaver, Shmor Leshmulcha, Chaba says, Rav the Shmur of Bailan. The Ramah says, Yesh Aim and Duadin, Hashlein of Ashilcha. Yesh Aim Huadin. And if the Yesh Aim and Hashlein of Ashilcha, yeah, all those things, it's not Shmur of Bailan. Tor B'Shem Rashi. Zokta Nesivis, Yesh Aim and Hashlein of Ashilcha is not Shmur of Bailan. Says the Nesivis, why? Vatam. Kiva de Masha Shamroi, Hurak La Atzmoi, Dare Kola Noshaloi. Very interesting to see this. Yeah? Mashu Shoimer is La Atzmoi. Shahare Kola Noshaloi. Says the Nesivis that the reason why it's not called Balavimai, I'm not watching it for you. I'm not watching it for you. I'm not doing you a favor. I'm not watching it for you. I'm watching it for me. So I shouldn't be chayiv. He's watching it for himself. He's watching Al-Atzmai. Now it's interesting. It's not Mashman to see, like he's saying, Mechanan, he's not Mechayiv to watch it. Kobi is Chayiv to watch it. But the you're not doing, even you're Chayiv to watch it, but you're not doing the Bailam a service by watching it. Because you're watching it only for yourself, they should be Chayiv. You're not doing him a favor, because if you don't watch, you're just going to be chayiv. So Mela, and he says, he adds, the Harei Kolano Shaloi. It's interesting. Masha Nesivis is saying, because in other words, Nesivis is saying, Harei, Sharel is chayiv, right? Sharel is chayiv Naitzin. Why was Kolano Shaloi? So, one second, Kilu is bothering Mara's question, yeah? So, what's that? It's not called Noshaloi. He has to watch it. Elamai, it's called Noshaloi because he's not doing it for the Bible. He's not giving the Bible anything. He's not watching it for the Bible. He's watching it for himself.
Why is it a
chiyuv? One second. What?
Why is there a chiyuv then?
No, no, we're saying it's mashim to see. If there's no chiyuv, then just say there's no chiyuv. Finish. That's why there's no.
He doesn't want it to.
One second. If we say there's no chiyuv, yeah, just say simple there's no chiyuv, right? Then that's it. End of discussion. You don't need narichas of the receivers, which is not narichas, but you don't need the. The Aruka Sheikh Tsaro, we have the Nesivis, all he's saying is Rav Chanan. Right? It sounds like he's saying that Be'etzem, you have a Chiyuv to watch it, but Saif Kasai, but it's not doing the Bailam a favor to watch it.
It's for yourself, so it won't be Mazik. The whole idea is that it won't.
What's the point of it? What's the point of it? Only makes sense to have a Chiyuv if it's because it's going to affect somebody else.
I hear your question, but I hear the question. But the Nesiv is a mashma, that Be'etzem is no chiyuv. Be'etzem is a chiyuv. Narvas, but since Saif Lasaif, the one that's benefiting from it is himself, therefore it's not called that he's working for the Baal. He's working for himself. He's doing it for himself. The motivation is for himself, not for the Baal. So Mila is not called Shalom Baal. And he brings a raya from Kol Noshalai. Otherwise, why is it called Noshaloi? Now, what's interesting in the Sivis is the Chayra. Harei, the Gemara asked that question, that's right? And what's the Gemara answer? Roiva Noshaloi. What's the Gemara answer? And the Gemara gives the Dar Hechtimtz is where he doesn't have to watch it, but say it, but it's not what we're talking about over here. Not talking about, not with the Mas over here, right? Talking about a regular case. And that wasn't my answer for that. What was I say? Rav Ashaloi. What does the Gemara answer? Anybody saying, Meloi Teh Mekon Rosh Lehm and Rav and Rosh Lehm. We're saying, Mishael's Kehler. One second. No, but the other sheet is saying that it is Kehler. What's the other one sheet?
The other sheet is saying it has to be Kehler Rosh Lehm. It has to be in a certain case where...
Otherwise, Shem not Chayim? Shem not Chayim, otherwise? Otherwise, Shem not Chayim?
I thought I was saying.
Okay. We'll get there in a minute. There's an argument, right? So, this is really perplexing a little bit, this Nesivis. In other words, when the Gemara answers, they don't need to call an Asher Lai. We're saying, you don't need to call an Asher Lai.
But is it saying because...
But the Nesivis is learning the Gemara's Teretz, Rav and Asher Lai, Pshat is that he's not doing it for him. So it is called Nashalai. I don't know how they're going to see the Tash, the words of the Gemara.
Is the Gemara saying Rove because you're Shomer, you're watching for the Bible?
What?
Is it saying Rove because you got to feed it and...
And watch it. Feed it and watch the words of it. Feed it and watch it. So that's a little bit of a problem. Hakaponim, the Nesiva seems to learn that at the end of the day, it's called Kalana Shalai because he's watching it for himself. That's what Nesiva has learned. The Maisa. This that a Shayel watches, but since the Maisa, the one that gains from it is himself, that's called Kalana Shalai. Now, as far as Rav Chanan is concerned, so Yoni yesterday suggested for Rav Chanan, that's Rav Chanan. It's a big kasha, the parish has come up, the parish Gemara against Rav Chanan. Right? A bayinatirusa. So Yoni suggested, and I'd like maybe add a little bit. Yoni suggested the Gemara doesn't mean it's a chiyuv. What the Gemara is saying is it's not calling Ashalai. Gemara is saying it's not calling Ashalai because Seif Kasayif, he has to watch it. Not that he has to watch it, but Torah's chiyuv Shaim has to watch it. But that Rav Chanan is right, he does have to watch it. But Seif Kasayif, he has to watch it.
So it's enough to mean.
One second. Seif Kasayif, he has to watch it. Otherwise, he's gonna have to pay. Right. So you can't say it's a freebie. And I think it's good with the Rashi. Right. We start with the Rashi. Rashi says, yeah, Shebechina Muaisa. Rashi says, why is it called an Ashalai? Because it's a freebie. He's getting all the benefits without any his chayvus, right? He's getting the benefit without having to do anything. He's getting the benefit without work. Yeah? Says the Gemara, it's not true. It's not a freebie. He has to feed it, he has to watch it. But not that he has to. But he will. He has to, meaning otherwise he has to, not in the sense that the Dine Shmir is Mechayiv him, but he has to, meaning he better watch it, right? And he has to feed it. Also, maybe he doesn't have to feed it, right? Necessarily, right? Yeah, chiyuv to feed it. Yeah. Lashon Gemara, Meshas Meshichas Chayiv. Yeah. But it also might not mean that he's chayiv, right? So that maybe that goes with the Rashi. The question is: it chinam? Yeah, is he getting the benefit for free without having to do anything? So the Gemara is saying, no, it's not true. He has to do something. He has to watch it. He has to watch it. It's not like free. It's not like without any responsibility. He has to watch. He has to feed.
So
not the Nesivis. The Sivan is saying he's doing it for himself, the other guy's not getting anything. He's not doing it for the Bible, he's doing it for himself. What was that?
Because he has.
No.
You don't have to watch it.
No, the Nesivis Pasha is going like the Ran. The Kol Nashalai means that the Bailam is not getting anything. Right? And then he's saying that since you're doing it for yourself, so the Bible's not getting anything. You're doing it for, I'm not doing it for you, I'm not giving you anything by watching it. So Mela, the Baal's not getting anything. But I'm working. I'm working my head off. I'm feeding it. I'm doing a lot of things. It's called Nashalai because the Baal is not getting anything. I think the Sivis is like the Ran. But now we're saying in Rashi. So you're only saying, according to the Sivis, right, could be Zachiyah, but in Rashi was saying that not the Mamish Zachiyah. But the Kasha was, but Seifel Sari, it's not free. It's not free. That's what Yonah was saying. I'm adding the Kanesh to feed the Rashi.
Okay, you fit
that in. One second, yes.
It was Jacobus when he explained the idea of how you can be Fee of Shmir but not take your Kanesh Shol, is that your Fee of Shol is to act like a Baal. Like it's interesting, he gets to be the Baal, but part of being a Baal is doing the normal Shmira. That's to act like a normal Baal. So it's not a Chisara because it's a privilege that he's a Baal. Part of being a
Baal,
as we
get
but it's not a chiyuv, it's part of the privilege of being a Baal.
See, different Shan Rashi.
And it also explains the Lubavitch. Different Shan Rashi. He has to watch it. But it's not a taking away from the Kol Hashalov because he's part of the
Mai said there's a Rasameach like that. Rasameach argues on the Machad Ephraim.
Saying that he does have a chiyuv, but it's not bigger, that doesn't take away from the Kol Hashalov.
So, you have a question?
Why can't you fit that into the Mitzvahs? What did you say?
What? Question was just asked.
Right. So it sounds like you could say that the
Mitzvahs. Don't do the Mitzvahs. I want my question.
You could say that the
Mitzvahs. It's a different Akud. It's a different Akud Lagamri. I don't know what you want.
Why can't you say he doesn't have a feel? And he just he needs to do it because.
What?
Like, why do you have to say that?
First of all, the Nesiv is saying it's not called. The Nesiv is saying it. The Nesiv is saying it's called Ashloi. We're trying to explain why it's not called Ashloi. And the Gemara says, "Gemara has a kasha, right?" I don't know what Nesiv is. We don't have Nesiv. We'll talk about it, right? Now, so maybe that could be the Mahalach of Rashi. It doesn't mean I'm a shechid. The Gemara means the Gemara's kasha was. It's not called nashalai. Now, Bemisin in the Gemara is a very important question, which Dov has touched upon it before, and that is, excuse me, Yonah the other day, that when the Gemara is saying the Gemara's kasha is not called nashalai, is the Gemara saying and therefore Shoyel is going to be potter? What the Gemara is saying, Lagabe the Cheshbin the Sugya of saying, Shaila's calling our Shalai, so then how come he's not Chayiv in Kefil? So Taisus over here says, the Gemara answers, the Chayim of Ba'agam, very important Taisus. I don't know if anyone's told him Taisus. The Gemara answers, I is feeding it. The Gemara answers, the Chayim of Ba'agam. So what does Taisus say? Taisus, a very, very important Taisus, I think. Taisus is saying, in the Shachatari of the Gemara, we have a sugya over here about Kol Nashalai. Yeah? And we know that a shayla is chay, at least the Rashi over the place, a shayla is chay was called nashalai, right? Here the Gemara is not discussing the chiv of the shayla per se, right? But the Gemara is discussing that it is called nashalai, and therefore that should be reason to throw the book at him, legamri. Taisa says, when the Gemara answers the Kayim Ba'agam, that's a case where he's not feeding it, right? So therefore it's Mamish calling Ashalot. So Taisa is, one second, you might misunderstand from this Gemara that if a Shoyel does not live next to a swamp, yeah, and he has to pay money to feed it, so he's not Chayim Reitzin. That's the Chayim you can take from this Gemara, according to the Teretz of the Gemara. According to the second Teretz, maybe not, but according to the first Teretz of the Gemara, when the first Teretz of the Gemara, you can come out a huge chiddush, malacha. A shoyl that doesn't live next to a swamp, a shoyl that has to pay for feed, yeah? So then he's popping an ayin, because not calling on Shalai. The Gemara says. Gemara says not calling on Shalai. If he has to feed it, if he has to watch, it's not calling on Shalai. If he lives in a place where there is no masa, there is no nata masa, there is no city watchman, right? So then he has to watch it himself. So it's not calling on Shalai, it's popping an ayin. That's what comes out. According to the first tirade of the Gemara. Look, there is no. No. There is no. It's not true. That's pashit. That about the Shalai is chayiv an ayin. So in other words, Chayatai is saying that and what is the whole shayla of the Gemara? That's zichin of the mechayev benayinsim. Maybe it's pasha that maybe the rov and nashal is enough to mechayev benayinsim. Elamai, what is the shayla of the Gemara? The shayla of the Gemara is legami this nekuda. Oh, that's, if it's calling us Shalai, that should be a reason why we should mechayiv him in Kefil and not Karen. Elamai, Karen, leishvua different from mekveil b'shvua. And that guy says, Elhakam, afilu shoyl shekolin us Shalai kegoin the kain ba'agam ain the mishalim al Karen. But again, the Gemara we're trying to prove that Karen is adif. From a shayla that's calling us Shalai, for some reason, the only way we could prove it is from a shayla whose mom is calling us Shalai, and still he's popped from Kefil, he's chayiv and Karen. So you see that's more chamor.
Can't say right.
One second. That's Mar's Teretz. But in the kasha we didn't hold like that. But Avadi is chayiv in Einzin, even in the Habamina. The only thing was, we were trying to prove that Karna Bleishvo is Adif. For that, we needed a Shayol who's totally calling Ashalai, yeah? And still is not Chayim and Karen. And still is not Chayim and Karen, he's Chayim and Karen. So you see that Karna is more Chomer than Kefil. Look at this line. Okay, I feel a shayel. Shekol nashalai kegoyin the kain ma'agam ain't a mishalim al karen. Right? We need that spitz case of kol nashalai, which lagami kol nashalai, in order for us to prove that karen is adif. Because I'm going to show you a case, and that's shlugim with the Rashi. Also, Rashi Blami yei shayel kloima. Rashi says, yeah, the kain ma'agam kloima yei shayel shekol nashalai. Yeshayel, but not that every shayel has to be that. Yeshayel, there is a case of a shayel like that, and Mimela, and still we stuck cases, and still we see, yeah. I feel shayel shekol nashalai still pays Karen. Even a shayel that's kol nashalai pays Karen. So you see, the Karen is up. Karen is more chum, right? Which is a little funny in the cheshbon, which Yonah was asking yesterday, that why do we need, in order to prove that Karen is adiv, why do we need a shpitz shayel? Yeah, even if it's not called an ashalai. Before the Gemara's teretz, yeah, rav an ashalai, right? But he zicha. There's more reason chayiv him than a shem esachar, right? Right. He's getting more than the shem esachar is getting, right? Right. What?
All we have to do is compare it to Shemachina.
It's what do we?
We're trying to figure out which is other.
Said Shemachina. Point is, he's more, and still he's paying Karen, not Kefil. So why do we need? Why do we need the Spitz? That he's calling Ashalai. Not much the Spitz calling Ashalai, and still he's paying Karen. So you see, the Karen is more common. The Karen, the Cheshbon, why you don't really need that. So, Agapanim, Matei Zemashma, you do need it. In the Cheshbon. So I asked the only that, the Echonami, maybe the Gemara doesn't say you need it for the Cheshbon, it's just the Lashon of the Gemara. We said Kolon HaShalai. And the Gemara says not Kolon HaShalai. So in the Gemara itself, you could say, and Echonami, just pull the Gemara said that Lashon is Kolon HaShalai. Yeah? The Gemara said Kolon HaShalai. The Gemara is taking issue, being medactic in the Lashon. He said Kolon HaShalai is not Kolon HaShalai. The Gemara says, okay, I'll give you a case where it's Kolon HaShalai. But in Taisa, not mash like that. Because Taisa says, Avada Yichayim, right? Don't think it's not Kolon HaShalai, not going to be Chayim. But the Loyalim Chayim by Insin. El Hach Kamar. afilu shol shekol nashalai going to kain ba'agam ain the misham al kairin. Right?
Afilu,
why do you say
you need that?
There's
afilu in this case.
Afilu in that case. Still, so that's where we bring the raya from. Because even when it's called nashalai, still he pays karen. So you see that karen is mocham. That's where we see it from. Because even in the case when it is called nashalai, it sounds. I think that's what sounds like Taisus.
But Tosfos doesn't say you need it.
He does. It sounds like he's saying that. He's saying that's what the Gemara is saying. That even, we're not just being nitpicky with the Lashon. Yeah? He's saying what the Gemara is saying is that even if it's Mamish Kalan Ashalai, still he only pays. It sounds like we need that.
That's what the Gemara says.
Extra good.
It doesn't do that. The Gemara says that.
We're trying to say, don't
deal. Deal.
Okay. It seems to me that Lashon Taisus to me is mashma. He's saying you need it. He was more saying that afilu, even if it's called nashalai, it's mamish called nashalai. Still, mela we see. That's why we see it, because even in that case, that's why we see it, because it's even in that case, and only because of that, because even in that case, he doesn't pay. That's the raya. The raya is from there. It sounds to me that's what he's saying. Maybe you could imagine Moshe Taisus. I don't think so. Akabonim, that's clear in Taisus. Yeah, there's no hapamina lagabe the din of kol nashalai that. That's not called Kol Nashalai Gabe Michai Gnaitz. That's a very, very important Taisus. The whole Shal Gemara, either we say it's a Gabe because we use the Lashon Kol Nashalai, or for some reason, Gemara can only prove it from where his mamish Kol Nashalai. Yes, sir. Someone should raise
your hand?
So, something to decide.
If the few are saying it's Mashal from Taisus that you need the best or the highest case of Kol Nashalai, then how do you explain the next
part
of the Gemara says
Rebbe. Ibrahim
saying
Rebbe Nashalai. Say Ibrahim saying that I didn't. Well,
Ibrahim saying Rebbe. That's not. Right, but according to Rebbe's in the context, you can't say that there.
The Gemara wasn't saying that. And then the Gemara is saying that. The Gemara switches. The Gemara. When the Gemara says Rebbe Nashalai, and Zichah saying that's enough. The Gemara says it. I'm no problem with that. What was the Gemara saying? Not could the Gemara say? What was the Gemara saying? We're not being humbling. Well, of course, it makes sense that you shouldn't need that you don't need. Right? Kol Nashalai Unro to have the raya. So you see, the Machne Ephraim asks on the Ran from the Gemara's Teretz. He says, "What are you telling me, Ran? That since the Bialim is getting put up Yasef, therefore he's not Chayim and Einzin, right? But in Maskanos HaGemara, Rei Gemara says Rei Vanashalai is enough. One second. So he says, okay, I can understand the Ram, maybe not happening tomorrow, you need Kol Nashalai. Ram says, not Kol Nashalai. Why? Because the Bialim is getting something. When it's Kol Nashalai, you don't need Kol Nashalai. So the truth of the matter is, the Machfer is Betz Mepela. So someone's married, but Machfer is Mepela because he missed Taisvis. Right? It feels so bad. He missed Taisvis. Right? Because Harei Taisvis says, even the Havamim in the Gemara, Yechai Ba'ainsin, you know it's not Kol Nashalai. Machfraim, your chap is the Ran from Maskan. Unless you can't ask him that Ran from Taisus, it made the Ran a little bit more, not like that. I'm just saying that Machfraim says, in Maskan is the Gemara, you don't need Kol Nashalai. So even though he's getting put to be Yasef, you should still be Chayiv in Ainsin. But the Machfraim should have said, Harei Lefi Taisus, even having the Gemara, you don't need Kol Nashalai in order to be Chayiv.
Because if he's getting a proof of your business, then he's just like a soifer. A soifer is one guy gets a lot of money, and the other guy gets some money. So then he'd be downgraded to the level of soifer.
That's
You're making a mistake. First of all, the Ran doesn't say because it's seicher. The Ran says kol nashalai. Okay, and the reason why the Ran says that because it's not a seicher. He's not giving him money. He's not giving him money.
He's not paying money.
Say it. But he's not giving him money. It's not kol nashalai. He's not giving him money. He's not a seicher. He's not paying. He's not paying.
You're saying that kol nashalai means that on the side of the shoel, he's the other guy. That means that the kol nashalai, that it doesn't, him not getting some of that doesn't take away from kol nashalai. It's the other guy getting it, which takes away.
That's right.
Right. So that means it would take him the other. So he's not giving the peruta. That doesn't take away from the kol nashalai. But the fact that the other guy is getting a peruta, that should take away. Because what matters is the
Ran says not kol nashalai because he's getting a pruta, right? Machfaim says the maskana is well, you don't need kol nashalai. What do you want?
What's kol
nashalai?
What's question?
What? I'm saying that lefi taisis, you don't have to come to the maskana of the Gemara to ask on the Ran. Even the hapamina of the Gemara. Even the hapamina of the Gemara. Even the happening Gemara was Zaktais is Pasha that Avad Yichayim and Ainsin. He was not calling Ashalai. Good, so maybe the Nassim Taisus, because maybe the Ran will learn the Ran can always tell you, I argue Taisus. I like David, I want the issue of the Gemara is the Gabe Chiv also, not just the Gabe proving whether it's Karen is more Chama. Let's go back a little bit. Well, Ibay Seima, Laitem Konosh Leilema Rebnosh. Ibay Seima, B'Sheilas Kalim. Sheilas Kalim, says Rashi. Konosh Leilema, Leiboy Mizaini, Minishmar Mibesa Chino. Shmar Mibesa Chino. So here's a decision to a har over here. Rashi says the Shmor Beis Achina. Right? I mean, we had Rishonim that said Hashem Asachar, for example, Hashem Asachar has to be Yashem Meshamer. Right? When the Rishonim discussed Gnevas Aynes, why is Hashem Asachar Chayim or Gnevas Aynes? Some Rishonim said, because yes, Yashem Mesham. Some Rishonim said because the Gemara coming up that Gnev is Carolinus and still Yichayim. May Yichayim even on real Gnev is Aynes. Some Rishonim said why Yichayim and Gnev is Aynes? Because Yevchiyev to be Yashem Mesham. Had you been Yashem Mesham, it wouldn't have happened. Yevchiyev Yashem Mesham. Right. So even if you put it in 100 feet down, but had you been there, it wouldn't have been stolen. Right? Only because you weren't there. If you have Yashim Mishamer. So the Shah is exactly the same with this Rashi. That's from the Gemara. Gemara says, Rashi is part of the Gemara. No, Shmon Be'ez Ochino. Mashma, that the answer to the Gemara, that you don't have to watch it. If you have Yashim Mishamer.
Both
go to Chanan,
what we said before, that really
there's
no
Kishmer,
it's just that
he's going to watch. Himself, then,
no, so here he's not
going to watch.
Then there's no
Kishmer,
there's no
Kishmer. And he won't necessarily watch it because he feels like his own stuff, okay, that's very good. The Friedenburg is saying if you're Chanan, very good. If you're Chanan, that's very good because then we're never saying Zachiyah. Never saying Zechiyah. Elmai, the kasha was that it's not Chino, because you might see you watching it. So over here there is a Chino. Over here, he's not going to watch it. He's not going to watch it. It's watched. Right? Because you don't sit there, you're Yashim Hashem your own stuff all day, right? You go around, you go about your business. Okay, that's very good terrence. The other thing I was thinking is that maybe the only Yechiv Yashim Meshamer is like the Gemara on the Tzad Gimel, the Gemara talks about Lahachi, right? I gave you money, right? Gemara said. Gabi, you need to be what does Gemara say? What does Gemara say? Lahachi, Yehivis Lahmama, what does Gemara say? Huh? What? Oh, yeah, loch yavloch agra linturli intusi serta, right? Loch yavloch agra. Right? Loch yavloch agra. So there, when you're being paid, you have to be a shem shaman. But even al tzad and a shayol is hard to watch, you don't have this nakuda that he's being paid to watch. You don't have the nakuda that he's being paid to watch. The whole svar of Yeshem Meshamer is batsim by Shem Asachar. Even al tzad and a shayol is hard to watch, could be this, the Yeshem Meshamer could be that you don't have. That's only when I'm paying you to watch, then there's a din of Yeshem Meshamer.